I think we're recording now.
Dare I say live streaming?
Are we? On the internet?
Watch what we say, Carl.
Okay.
Remember, P's and Q's. Do they measure White Claw on P's and Q's?
I don't know.
Do you get a pint of White Claw?
I just know the ABV.
All right. I'm going to start this show. Tucker Dixon's having a problem, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, currently, or?
Well, perpetually.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Open up the champagne. Pop.
It's my house. Come on. Turn it up. Hear a knock on the door. Hey, everyone. After Carl and Vinny said they liked me better last week, Tucker's been having some performance issues. So Anita Dixon here, and I'm taking matters into my own hands. Again, Carl's creep had a creative solution to reduce homelessness in Miami, while Vinny's creep locked people in storage containers, and he also ruined the integrity of online reviews in the name of comedy. I mean, what kind of creep would do that? My creep would have to be Chip and Joanna Gaines for being so insufferably cute. Just cheat on each other already. Tucker out. No. Should I just call them cunts? No. Whatever.
Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Disgusting vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos. Welcome to another edition of your favorite true crime podcast, the show about creeps, by creeps, for you creeps. I'm your host. My name is Vinny, and this is my co-host. His name's Kevin.
Hey, what's happening, Vinny Paulino? That's going to stick, isn't it?
What's up, rat face Kev?
What? Whoa. I don't remember rat face being part of this.
Well, you know, one of my very best friends' name is Kevin.
Yeah?
I can't have two, so I got to distinguish the two of you.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Rat face is harsh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not my mother insulting you.
Right.
You dirty rat. I think maybe I'll go with ferret face Kevin.
I don't think that's better.
Go ferret face
I'm not Kevin. Understanding why that's better, but okay.
I'm not caring about your opinion. Hey, Carl, how are you today, pal?
I'm doing very well, buddy. I'm glad that you're back at it. Good to see you.
Yes, I am cleared by the CDC to be here with you all in person, in the flesh. Lucky you. Last we left off, we did a little bit of a scum stream the other day.
Yeah, so we haven't done a regular episode. Oh, no, we did do a regular episode back after Nashville, didn't we?
We certainly did.
And then we did the scum stream for the bonus, which was a lot of fun, by the way.
Always is. It was weird. We did it from, I was in my attic, Carl was in his basement.
Yep.
Weird dynamic.
It worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it was not the worst thing we've ever done.
Yeah, it seemed pretty good.
It was not terrible. So enjoy that, those of you who are members of our Patreon. For those of you who aren't, jump on there and go and listen to that in past episodes. And coming up very soon.
I should point this out because we don't talk about this enough. When you sign up for our Patreon, which is patreon.com/thecreepoff, you get all the bonus stuff we've ever made. It's all available to you. And then everything going forward.
You know what else you get that you don't get from WATP?
Some merch.
You get some merch.
That's right. After 3 months, I think we send out some creep off merchandise.
There's a t-shirt, mug, sticker. Get a sticker, like a real cool kid, slap it on your skateboard.
I see you're wearing your Dabblers Anonymous shirt, the one that you had to spend all weekend trying to track down because you left it in a restaurant.
Do you know what the woman said to me when I came back to get it?
What did she say? We thought this was a tent.
She's like, I don't know why someone left a car cover.
Yeah, right, exactly. Is this to your Mustang, sir?
No, she goes, I'm really glad you came back to get that.
Yeah, well, it's repulsive looking. And I don't want that in their store.
What I said to her was, yeah, it's not every day you see a corpse on a t-shirt, is it? That is a Vinnie Paulino quote.
It's pretty
and
good.
And I walked out.
That's pretty good.
About face.
The Dabbler's Anonymous shirt that our friend Dr. Steve made, and I didn't get one yet, but I think he's sending me and the rest of the crew shirts. So
it's so funny that he made sure to bring me one directly to Nashville to hand to me to put into my hands, and you sat there across like, where's mine?
Yeah, well, I guess it's because I'm like a normal size, so he just figured he could just hand me one off the pile.
You were sitting over there.
He had to make one special for you.
You were sitting there holding hands and playing footsie with the cow photographer on your date.
Dude, we're BFFs now. I don't know if you know that.
I like that guy.
He's cool.
It really wasn't a consequence. I like the cow photographer.
Well, no, it wasn't a consequence because you also sat and had dinner with us. The only thing consequence about it is that I paid for it. Really?
Well, I was the chaperone.
Was
I had
the
chaperone.
Yes.
Now, speaking of consequences, we got to spin the tandem wheel of consequences today, Carl.
Oh, God, is that happening today?
Yeah, it's back here.
Oh, boy.
There are four consequences added to the wheel.
Okay.
Hey, Carl, there's also two past the spin spots.
Who are we going to pass it to? We're spinning this together. You didn't think this
hold
through,
on.
Did you?
Hold on.
We'll make Dick do a consequence?
We'll make Shuley do it.
All right, yep, that sounds
we'll
good.
We'll make Shuley do it.
Can you
imagine?
Know
how much press he's getting out of you? You make Shuley do
That's
it.
That's so funny. Shuley's like, I don't even know what the creep-off is. What do I have to do? What are you guys talking about? I have to hold hands with a guy in the mall? What? Okay.
Oh, don't give away our consequences.
Oh, okay, well, there's fun consequences coming up. Later on in the show.
Boy, oh boy.
But first, we have to talk about what happened last week as you and I tried to debate
who was the creepiest realtor.
Yes.
We did real estate agent. Now, Carl, yeah. I'm very happy to announce here are the results.
All right. It looks like Vinny.
Perfect.
Vinny received, holy shit, 74% of the vote?
Oh, that's right.
Winhausen for the Winhausen.
What the fuck? My creep was great.
Huge deal is going down. Very nice here.
Kick Carl's kick. I got nothing. I miss it when I used to have the Young Bucks music. That was fun. Super Kick Carl. Yeah.
You didn't have to change it.
Super Kick. I had some fun with it.
Okay.
Change. I might go back to that pretty soon.
You might.
Super Kick Carl.
Well, hopefully we never hear that song again, because I don't know what's going on with the voting there. That seems out of whack.
I destroyed you.
I got 25% of the vote last week. Brutal.
You didn't deserve it.
I deserve better.
You deserved much less.
What?
Landslide. That's right. I'm looking at the chat.
That was a landslide. That was not good.
People's champ. People's champ.
God, I hate you so much. You know what makes you a worse person is winning. Winning this stupid game that we created. I hate it when you win.
I created.
I hate it when you win.
Let's get that on the record for when eventually we have a Maddox slash Dick style
Yeah,
suit.
Right. We'll be the lawsuit.
I'll let you guys decide who will be who in that situation, but I'm getting a cowboy hat. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to do this week. We decided that we were going to pick from a grab bag of suggestions that we've already had that we didn't do.
Yeah.
And we decided to go with creepiest pest control worker because it's that time of year. The bugs are coming out, people.
That's right.
And
I know this as like exterminator is
yeah.
the word that I would use, but apparently they don't use that anymore.
Yeah.
Now they're pest control.
I honestly feel like empowering these people with job titles is meaningless, yeah. but it's fun to go with.
Well, from my research, it seems like they're pest out of control. Am I right,
come on,
Vinny?
Come on. Come on. Did we just name this episode already? Did we just name this episode already?
All right. I guess you're going to go first since you won last week.
I really hope murder-suicide is on that list. After what we just did there.
There's the bell, Vinny. You start us off.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, if I don't win today...
All right, I like the way this is starting.
I want you to just listen closely to the warning that I'm going to give all of you. Because dealing with people, tradesmen, if you will.
Yeah.
And women, allegedly, they're out there doing these tough jobs.
Dude, could you imagine pest control, a woman coming over, she's like, oh, there's spiders? Ew!
She just
I'm not doing this job! Like, no, this is, oh, okay.
I thought we were going to get like kitties. Call me if kitties, too many cats are here.
I caught a mouse, but he's really cute. So I think I'm just going to like let him go back in your basement. Is that cool?
So what I did was I made him a little house down there.
Yeah, right. So I gave him a bunch of cheese from your fridge. He seems really happy. He's procreating. It's great.
His name is Mr. Whiskers. That's right.
Yeah, I've named him and his family.
His pronouns are he, him.
Yep. Whiskers Hamburger. Yeah. Because, you know, it's extended family.
I'm going to need to see those photoshops.
So, yeah, let's go with guys who are in pest control.
There's only two people, Carl, who know what happened the day of the story I'm about to tell you.
Okay. Why? That's how many listeners we have now? I thought we were doing better than that.
I don't know. It's been a steady decline. Get the word out. Dr. Melissa Canuti, she's 35 years old. Uh-huh. She's a native of Thailand. She moved to the U.S. for college, graduated from Stanford University Medical School.
Sounds hot.
Not bad on the eyes.
Okay.
From Botswana, moved to Philadelphia, spent 5 years as a pediatrician at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She was a resident who was studying tuberculosis and infectious diseases, and she was a nice lady, everybody said. Very busy, professional woman.
I don't want to stereotype, but I will say a lot of these people who work their way up and then come over to this country and get themselves great jobs, they're very appreciative for all the opportunities that they have here in the U.S. And so they're a little less cunty than your typical U.S. female.
Yeah, yeah. Now, my nominee today's name is Jason T. Smith.
Okay.
Not a lot is available about this guy. A family friend who asked for anonymity said that Smith had a behavior and anger issues as a kid. And usually I go, an anonymous source said this. They also added on top of there that he liked to start fires. And that seems to be on point for this guy, so that's why I'm bringing this up.
It's a good way to kill cockroaches, by the way. Just burn the house down. Yeah, hey, guess what? Cockroach problem has been solved. Here's your bill.
Oh, he fixes the problem, all right. So he eventually turned to killing small rodents for a living. He specialized in mice and varmints, critters, you know?
Sure.
Not the bugs. This is the guy you got call in when you need a mouse killed.
Yep.
Okay. January 21st, 2013, you have met the players. Dr. Ken Tootie called Jason to come deal with a rodent problem in her basement in her home in downtown Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
From Jason's confession, which is really all we have to go on from this whole situation, he said, I went to her house to do an exterminating job for mice. Her dog kept bothering me, so I told her to put the dog outside.
Yeah.
She didn't seem happy about that. I did my job in the upstairs where the kitchen area is. I went downstairs to the basement. And boy, I saw that the basement needed a lot of work. There were a lot of holes down there. I told her to come downstairs so I could show her. She didn't like what I had to say about her basement.
There's a lot of holes down there, so I invited her down, and now there are three more holes down there.
3 plus 4, 5, 6 in this corner, 7 over here. Holy shit, that's funny, Carl.
I'll be here all week, people. Thank you very much.
It turns out that women are very sensitive when you make fun of their basements. Because she did not like that.
Yeah.
She did not like him going down there and besmirching her basement and what looks like a skid row, fucking row of townhouses in downtown Philadelphia.
Hold on a second. You have mice. You hired an exterminator. I want them to tell me that they're finding the holes where the mice are getting in. That's
good
news.
Whose side are you on here, Carl?
That's good news right there. Like, okay, good. So we can fix this? Let's do it. Great.
Yep. Be very careful who you blame here. So according to him, she didn't like how I was doing my job.
Okay.
She wanted
She's probably a know-it-all, you know, being a doctor.
I can see it. She wanted me to foam the entire basement.
Okay.
And I said, that don't make no sense.
Yeah. Listen, I don't come down to where you work and slap the dick out of your mouth. See what I did there?
I don't slap the sick children out of your mouth.
Yeah. Something.
She said, this is what I'm paying you for.
Yeah.
I want this done. I don't want mice down here. This is what I want.
Okay.
And he says, first off, lady, I don't have enough foam to do that. And if I did have it, I'm not doing it. And he claims at this point he was just trying to leave.
Okay.
Here's what we know. We know.
Vinny didn't do a lot of research today.
That.
You know, keep going.
Well, again, it's him versus
yeah.
Dr. Tenuti,
yeah.
who Ken Tenuti, who you're about to find out, isn't talking to anybody. Because she
I had
was,
a feeling since you were only getting his account of the story.
She was strangled to death by this man.
Allegedly? Then,
no, he confessed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Then he took, apparently she was an equestrian. She liked horses and stuff. So she had some leather straps and things like that from saddles down there. So he took those and he hogtied her.
Okay.
Right? And then he found some gasoline and stuff that they had down there, some flammable liquids,
okay.
poured them on her, and then he went and got some paper towels and lit them on fire and threw them on top of her.
Was she alive at this time?
Don't know.
Okay, yeah.
He claimed she was alive when he left.
Oh.
Yeah. He also made
that's
it a
much
point
worse.
To go and get the dog and make sure that the dog went down to the basement and closed the door. And then he just left.
All right, Vinny fucking wins again. God
fuck
it.
He sends the dog down there just to be an extra dick. So
this dog was an asshole, though, right? We can all agree on that. No one liked this dog, right?
I don't think so. It was a cute dog.
Oh, shit.
So later that afternoon, her smoldering body was discovered. When the fire
she was hot. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that a Rolling Stone song? She was hot.
Maybe.
I don't know. Later that afternoon, her smoldering body was discovered when the fire department was called after neighbors heard the fire alarms. The investigation starts.
Yeah.
Piece of advice. I know Carl's usually the one who gives out advice.
Sure.
If you're going to murder someone, don't do it when they live across from a busy business.
Oh, okay.
There's a coffee shop across the street, just not, like right by the place, where the police pored over hours of surveillance footage. They saw Canuti walking home from doing errands with Smith steps behind her. 45 minutes later, they see the same guy walking past. But then he looked a little more disheveled, and he was wearing gloves.
I see.
Yes. So they were able to kind of figure out what happened here. Now, they also went and did a little more research and found his phone number in her phone and text messages about him coming over around the time.
Sure. Well, did he deny that he was there at first?
Carl. Okay, he was being set up. He didn't know anything about it. He was down there to deal with the mice. In fact, Carl, when he left there after he murdered a woman,
yeah,
tied up her lifeless body, I could only assume, and set it on fire and then sent the dog down, went and did a job at somebody else's house.
Yeah.
He just went on with his fucking work day.
Wouldn't you? He's not getting paid for that gig. That took 45 minutes out of his day. He's got to make up for it somehow.
Could you know how fucking...
All right, let me ask you this, Vinny. So let's say right now it's about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Sure.
Let's say that you murdered someone this morning. Would you have texted me and said, well, we're not doing a creep off today? Or would we be doing the creep off today? We still got to get it out, right? It's got to get done.
Well, yeah.
See?
Good point. But could you just
wait
realize
a second. Did you murder someone today? Huh. Okay.
No. Stop asking me questions.
We should play poker sometime.
I don't wanna. Now, all it would have taken for there to be like another murder that day is like the next guy at the next job to cop a little bit of attitude with this lunatic.
Right.
Like, this is a snapped person.
Yeah, he's in a bad mood.
Could you imagine being the next guy just standing there like looking at your watch like, where the fuck is this guy? And the wife's just like, Harold, be nice.
If that next person said anything about foam... Shit's gonna go down. There's gonna be a problem.
He mentioned the foam a lot. He was pissed that you wanted the fucking foam.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that up around it. That's a trigger for him.
I mean, I find the whole thing just terrifying that he just went to somebody else's house. Like, what small animals do you want me to kill next?
Oh, I kill all sorts of things.
Yeah.
You just,
I'm your man.
Yeah, just point me in whatever direction. I'll take care of it.
He is a goofy looking dude, too.
Is he?
Yeah. He kind of looks like a young Joe Philbin.
I don't know who that
former coach of the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. What year was he the coach of the Dolphins?
I don't know. Before Adam Gase.
Okay.
During the trial, which, by the way, had to be a lot of fun, because they claim, because this guy, his defense is that the cops forced him to confess all of this.
Well, okay.
During the trial, his lawyer said, described Smith as having limited intelligence, which could have led to him to confess this crime that he did not do.
Oh, okay. I like that angle. That's cool.
He's literally too stupid to know what he's saying.
You talked him into it. This has happened before.
Vice over the head with little clubs.
This has happened before. People get talked into confessing to things they didn't do.
Sure. That's what they're claiming. Well, the day before the verdict, Smith also spent 3 hours on the stand testifying that he had only confessed because he was exhausted by police interrogation.
Sure.
What a defense.
Breathing in those fumes for, 40 hours a week for years. It'll cause a brain damage.
The prosecution, Jennifer Seabell and Peter Lim, played 4 recordings of Smith's prison phone calls with his girlfriend, the mother of his 4-year-old daughter. The couple discussed the case while being unaware that their calls were being recorded.
Oh, shut up. Okay, so he is an idiot.
Yes, he is an idiot. But basically what they were arguing about was that he is way too smart to convince the jury that he's mentally impaired.
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
So his wife is on the phone like, but honey, what about your memoirs? They're so beautifully written.
Yeah, can you dumb it down a little bit so people are convinced that you're an idiot? I can't. I can't turn it off.
I have these thoughts I must get out to the world. I am just too smart for this.
Well, that's retarded.
This doctor thought she was smarter than me, too. Thought foam was going to fix the problem. So the jury convicted him pretty quickly, and now he is spending the rest of his life in jail without the possibility of parole. That is Jason T. Smith. Now, here's the lesson, folks.
All right.
Be nice to tradesmen.
Yes.
If you think they are incompetent, complete idiots, yelling at them is only going to get you murdered.
All you have to do. Don't tell them how to do their job. That's what they do. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Don't tell them how to do their jobs. It's going to get you murdered. Okay? Be careful around these people. Okay, Angie's List, I don't give a fuck.
All right, well, so we're entertained and learning today. Thanks, Vinny.
Be fucking careful. Like, I own a house. This terrifies me. I think about people coming the fuck in, coming to fix something. I don't know how to do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, you seem pretty worthless.
Completely.
Yeah, you're useless, Vinny.
How do we fix this house? Move? Okay.
Right, exactly. Great. Start over? Okay. That's fine.
The foundation, what do we got to do? Paint it? I don't fucking know.
Oil change? I'll just buy a new car. This seems like way too much work.
All right, your turn.
All right. I brought a creep whose name is K-A-R-L, Carl Hampton.
Okay.
So it's already, I'm leaning towards I might have a winner this week. This guy seems pretty creepy. A Franklin, Tennessee couple was arrested on charges they attempted to defraud an elderly widow of $1.7 million.
Oh, they did it for money? That's not creepy. That's
no, this
greedy.
This is creepy. Carl Hampton, 63 years old, and his wife, Deborah, 59, were arrested at their home on Tuesday. Carl Hampton is charged with wire fraud and money laundering, while Deborah Hampton is charged with money laundering. This is out of KRDO.com. According to the criminal complaint, Carl Hampton met an elderly widow while he was working as an exterminator for a Bellmead-based pest control company.
I'll get the spiders out your cooch for you, lady.
Provided extermination services for her home from January 2016 through May of 2019. At the time, Carl was reportedly making $28,000 per year as a pest control technician.
I'd like to see how much you'd make as a pest control technician.
It's not a livable wage, so he had to figure out other ways to supplement his income. Beginning around January of 2018, when the woman was 85, we don't know her name, but she was 85, and continuing until about June of 2020, Carl Hampton devised and executed a scheme to defraud the woman and various financial institutions and credit and loan issuing institutions by deceiving the woman into believing that he was her son and that he would care for her personally and financially. He then used his influence over her to convince her to sign over her power of attorney and to name him in her revocable living trust and in her will. Carl Hampton methodically drained the woman's bank accounts, took out a $500,000 line of credit in her name using her securities.
What was he doing?
Collateral.
Was he going like, I had to kill a big rat today. Here, let me get your checkbook for you, honey.
And amassed huge charges on her credit cards for his own personal expenses, all under the false pretenses that he had a valid POA and that he was entitled to her money and property and that he was acting for her benefit and in her interest. And here's the kicker, because he convinced her that Because she has dementia.
Yeah.
So he convinced her that he's her son.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have any children. She never had children. So the fact that she fell for that is fucking crazy. And the idea this guy came up with this scheme, like, I'm going to tell this crazy old bat that I'm her son and just get into her will.
Mama!
Yeah.
Mama, you look so beautiful today.
I'll tell you what, I'll kill the spider and I won't even charge you. It's your family. Don't even worry about it.
This is, yeah, I mean, this is an old fucking con. He just assumed this lady is going to be fucking dead.
Wow.
And nobody's going to care.
This is crazy. In April of 2019, Carol Hampton accompanied the woman to an attorney's office where she signed a POA, an RLT, and a will, each of which gave Carol considerable control over her assets. The POA appointed Carol as the agent and Deborah Hampton as the successor agent. The RLT and the will specified Carol Hampton and Deborah Hampton would be the beneficiaries when the woman died. In May of 2019, shortly after inducing the woman to sign the POA, Carol Hampton quit his job and thereafter continued to drain the woman's bank accounts to fund his lavish lifestyle. Let's go back to June 8th, 2019. The woman fell and fractured her hip and was taken to a medical center and then to an assisted living facility.
When her hip went crack, he went jackpot.
Yep. So she goes to the hospital and she has to go to rehab in an assisted living facility. During her hospital visit and transfer to the facility, the woman was diagnosed with dementia. Staff at the facility also noticed that the woman was malnourished when she arrived, and the staff discussed with Carol that she suffered from dementia. Upon the woman's admission to the hospital and the assisted living facility, Carol listed himself as her son, her trusty POA, and emergency contact.
So hold on a second.
Yeah.
They had a conversation with this guy. They had to say, she's very dehydrated. Can you tell us a little about her diet and everything like this? He's like, no.
Yeah.
And like, well, what should we do here? How should we treat this? I mean, you're in charge. He goes, pull the plug? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Like, this guy gave himself away in every quarter with this. You have to know every detail about the woman's health to get away with this. You have to really pretend to fucking care.
Right, because he's putting himself down as like the emergency contact and her son. He's going with this grift that's really a long-term strategy and plan that he's going after. So on other occasions, he called a financial institution allegedly on the woman's behalf and represented that he was her personal assistant, and another time falsely represented that she was his mother. So he's playing different cards. He's pretending to be different people in her life in order to get all this stuff. And
please hold for Mrs. Hampton.
In December of 2019, Carol took out a $500,000 line of credit in the woman's name at SunTrust, using her security accounts at SunTrust as collateral. Carol then wrote checks to himself, purchased cashier checks, took out cash withdrawals, and transferred money out of the woman's bank account into a bank account in the name of a new company he created called Falcon Company, which he set up and controlled. So he's just like, I'll just start a company now with all this woman's money and this line of credit that I have.
So I always liked Falcons. They hunt rodents, too.
Right. Hey, that's a good point, because it was a pest control company. That kind of makes sense now. See, he's not an idiot. This guy's not an idiot.
He's not as creepy as my guy.
Hold on. In January of 2020, Carol Hampton used $170,000 of the money from the line of credit to purchase an ownership interest in his own name in a pest control business in Franklin. Also in January 2020, Carol Hampton rented an apartment in Murfreesboro in the woman's name. By this time, the woman...
that's a shitty place.
Yeah, it's not a fun place to be back in Tennessee. By this time, the woman had been living at the assisted living facility for almost 6 months. During the course of the scheme, Carol Hampton took $1,240,438.06 from the woman's account and frequently purchased luxury items and often spent between $1,000 and $1,500 per day on lottery tickets.
Sounds like Tennessee to me.
Yeah. He's like, I got like $1.2 million, but what if it was $2.4 million?
You know, at one point he said to the cops once he got arrested, I was going to pay it back as soon as I hit.
Yes, I just needed that one score and I would have
had it. I was a business manager too.
It's like, tell me, you're trying to get rich quick. You are getting rich quick. You don't need the lottery anymore, you moron. In February 2019, Carol Hampton and his wife Deborah purchased a luxury Lexus SUV, using $21,000 of the criminal proceeds. In January, they had to spend $21,452 on a 4.3-carat diamond ring. Guess whose idea that was? I doubt it was Carl's. Also using the
I said emergencies only, honey.
Proceeds from the fraud, yeah.
Like my hair replacement surgery.
Carl also liquidated two investment accounts.
And we're going to get my teeth fixed, I assume. This guy needs his teeth fixed.
Probably. In 2017, a need or want, right? In 2017, this woman's sister passed away.
I mean, like, how much is Invisalign?
It's affordable. I really don't have a good excuse.
Notice, ladies and gentlemen.
It's affordable.
If he ever does get Invisalign, please make sure to point out that Vinny shamed him into it.
You're not the only one. Trust me. Vinny plus the rest of the internet. It's not just you. So her sister passed away, left half of her estate to this woman.
Jackpot!
And Carl also liquidated two investment accounts from the woman's deceased sister. In total, he liquidated $246,645 and used the money on more stuff for him. So
she would have wanted me.
If convicted, Carl Hampton faces up to 20 years in prison, and his wife, Deborah, faces up to 10 years in prison for this fraud. That is some creepy-ass behavior.
So they haven't been convicted yet?
Not yet.
So you're just accusing people who are innocent under the law?
I'm not. KRDO.com is.
Okay, good. Put that out
and
there.
And they have a lot of evidence. There seems to be a lot of evidence. So that's my creep, Carl Hampton. Vote on thecreepoff.com.
Well, can we please just agree, don't bother the exterminators. Just let them go fucking do their job.
And if you have dementia, learn to live with spiders and rats in your house. Just deal with that.
The more you know.
Yeah.
All right, folks. That was a lot of fun. You can vote this week at thecreepoff.com. And Carl, are you ready for some voicemails?
Yeah, do we have a sponsor for this?
We certainly do.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse. Come to the city that's as weird as Johnny Depp and as popular as Amber Heard. See you in Syracuse.
I like it because it's topical.
You know, that McBride's always good for a topical joke.
I like it because it's topical. You know what? If I were to talk to Johnny Depp, you know what I would say to him?
What's that?
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
All right. Well, first suggestion we have for the wheel, tandem wheel of consequences.
Okay.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, Carl. I have an idea for your dual consequences wheel. If one of you have foreskin, you could try docking. And if one of you don't, they sell synthetic foreskin on Amazon for $50. Later.
Hard pass.
Yeah, a terrible idea. Yeah. We'll just have gay anal sex. How about that?
Yeah.
We'll just pick who the top and who the bottom is. That'll be the wheel of consequences now.
I call top.
Jesus Christ, people.
All right. This one came in from our friend who wrote the wonderful song about Jenny Jingles.
Okay.
I remember Voice of an Angel, Face of a Victim.
Yes.
Hey, oh. So, yeah, that last voicemail I left last week really got Carl bummed out. Feel bad about that. But that is the first thing on this show that actually really made me feel bad. So that's saying something. And Carl, buddy, sorry, man. You got to get a thicker skin.
Fucking
I'm still
pussy.
A kazaroo, but it's on behalf of Jenny now, buddy. You got to win your deck. All right. Peace.
Yep. He, felt bad for hurting your feelings because he made fun of your wife.
Good. He should feel bad. I want him to think about what he's done.
All right.
You know, all we try to do is put out love and friendship. That's all we're doing over here, Vinny. And then these callers ruin it all by being mean and petty.
All right. This one,
yeah.
This one upset me. I don't think we're going to be doing this either.
So, for your dual consequence, I was thinking, you know, I could go the stupid fucking route that would never happen, which I was thinking like a double Dutch rotor. You know, you guys got to look at each other right in the eyes as you work each other's arms, you know, to completion. But
Jesus.
I know that's never going to happen. But so, in line with the Cuties Marathon, I think you should both have to sit down and watch a Passion
Obi-Wan?
Of the Christ Marathon.
Passion of the Christ.
Think about it. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
What if I just watch the new Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus? Can that be my consequence?
I was thinking, I almost put it on the wheel, is that fucking have to both of us watch that Amy Schumer show.
Oh, God, that's actually a funny one. That would actually be a funny one. I had more to say about that than I did about cuties. Jesus.
Okay, so we could change one of the past the spins, but you know what? Let's not. Here we go.
Just don't know who we're passing the spin to.
Shuli, I told you. If we land on it, Shuli has to do a consequence. Okay,
all right.
We'll let him know which one we choose.
All right.
Howdy. I know you guys are wanting a consequence. I guess mutual one. I think one of the consequences should be holding hands for 24 hours. Just you and Carl and Vinny just holding hands.
24
going to dinner,
hours.
Holding hands. Going to the bathroom, holding hands. Going to church, holding hands. Very interesting. All right, love you. Bye.
So we're going to church holding hands, that's like two consequences, right?
No, that's going to get us killed.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Nope. So here's what we have on this wheel.
Yeah, let's
we're
going to
spin
it
later.
Okay.
Tandem bicycle ride for two.
That's hilarious.
We got to get a bicycle built for two and go for a bike ride.
Okay.
Okay.
Will there be any hills on this bike ride, Vinny?
Absolutely not. Straight to
that's what I thought. Actually, let's just start on the top of a hill. And get to the bottom. And
no, straight terrain. You got to get to the top of the hill to be able to go down it. I'll pass.
Okay.
Mall walk of shame, which is we have to walk through the mall holding hands.
That's fun. Okay.
We'll wave at people. We'll talk to them.
I don't even think that would be weird for people, right?
We have on here the one that neither one of us really want to do. Be kind to the other one. Do a truly kind thing for the other person. No,
I can't even think of an example of that. My mind is completely blank. Like, what would I don't even know.
I had the same problem. I was like, that's a dumb one, but man, that really is fucking hard.
Yeah, that would take me a while to figure out.
All right. Last but not least, Jell-O Wrestle.
What? That's on the wheel? Jell-O Wrestle?
Yes, we would have to Jell-O Wrestle.
I'm not going
to
Jell-O Wrestle.
Yes, you are, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Jell-O.
I think it's just because it has the word wrestle in it. You're like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun. Do you understand what that's going
to
be?
I'm going to beat you very quickly. Someone has to get pinned quick.
Hold on. No, change that to gay sex right now. How about just put 69 on there instead?
No.
Jell-O Wrestle. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Google finger poke of doom. We'll figure this out. Don't worry.
All right. Wow.
All right.
Well, now I don't want the scum parade to ever end. I'm not looking forward to this.
Either way, it's starting right now.
Driving children.
Off the cliff.
Pedos diddling. Douchebag murderers. Rapist doing rapity ray. Rapity ray. OCOPath. Abusive ass.
I love a good trailer park kerfuffle.
Oh, me too.
Police busted Christine Tierman, 57, on a misdemeanor battery charge following a confrontation late Sunday evening at the Palm Haven mobile home in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I already like it. I already like this story.
The police say that Tierman was mad at a victim named Lawrence Stenzel. That's exactly who lives in the trailer park, Larry Stenzel.
I was going to say, yeah, he's Larry. Let's not get fancy all of a sudden here.
My parents named me Lawrence. I go by Lawrence.
Okay, Larry.
fuck you. Apparently, his chicken kept pooping on her back patio.
Okay. You know, this sounds like something that would happen to Casey, the review girl, doesn't it?
Yeah, she just shit on somebody's patio for no reason.
That's not what I meant.
Because she has diarrhea. Casey's got diarrhea on the patio again.
There's a story coming up that's actually specifically that, but let's keep with the chicken poop.
Tierman got very upset that this kept happening.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too. I don't want chicken shitting all over my patio.
Well, you know what? She's not the only one who gets pissed.
Oh, okay,
because
good.
She goes to her bathroom and walks out with a big old bucket of pee. She walks out to the back patio and threw the full bucket at Stenzel, hitting him in the face.
See, this is what's crazy is I wasn't a Boy Scout, and I feel like I'm never prepared. I never have a bucket of urine when I need one.
Well, you don't live in a trailer park either.
I don't. That's a good point.
I mean,
sometimes it's helpful to have a bucket of urine. I just never think ahead.
Dude, it's an indoor outhouse is really what the fuck that is.
Is that what you're thinking?
The bathrooms and trailers are basically porter potties.
Oh, you don't think there's plumbing involved?
At this place, the guy's got chickens fucking running around free range.
I love to see what this patio looks like, too.
I mean, what's the fucking rent here? What's the lot fee? $6 a week?
It's a nice part of Florida, though.
Yeah, I'm
sure. You got a good location.
I'm sure. Either way, the sheriff's department noted that the victim was wet when we arrived and smelled of urine.
Oh, way to kick a man while he's down. He just got pee thrown on him, and the guy's like, boy, you smell like urine. He's like, yeah, that's why I called you, officer. What a fucking asshole.
My name is Lawrence Stenzel, and I will not be treated like this.
Yeah.
I am a respectable man. I am a chicken farmer in this trailer park.
Did you say farmer? Yes. Okay, good.
I grow weed. Okay, so the arrest report does not indicate why Terman had the bucket of waste ready to go, but
right.
She did admit to her actions. After being read her rights, she was booked into the county jail.
Yeah, I chucked piss at him. His chicken be shitting all over patio.
You better bet I threw that bucket
of
piss at him.
I'll throw that piss at him again. Doesn't lock up that chicken.
I'm going to be I feel like chicken tonight, but bong, I got a bucket of piss for you, Larry.
Should we just reenact this whole thing? I think you and I should, that should go on the Wheel of Consequences, that
we have to
reenactment
play.
Of one of these Scumstream stories.
I want to be Lawrence.
Dude, I'm not even joking
about Lawrence Stenzel.
I'm not even joking about this. That would actually be a fun consequence.
But we're not going to use real piss, right?
I don't know. How realistic do you want it to be?
I want to play the lady.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I want to play the lady.
That's what I thought.
Not for the gay sex one, though.
Yeah, you are the lady, Vinny. No matter
fuck
what
we
get there.
Termaine reportedly admitted to her action. She's in jail. She was released on a $500 bond. How the fuck they got that, I don't know.
Impressive.
Yeah. That's trailer park rich.
There have been some government checks going out, so... Everyone's got money now.
Yeah, and a flat-screen TV. Her boyfriend, Kevin Avery, was also arrested for allegedly threatening Stenzel in the presence of police. So can we have Croj play the boyfriend?
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
I'll kick your ass too, Larry.
Why are you threatening a guy with the cops right there?
Let's go, Lair.
Fucking dummy. If you didn't like that pee, you're not going to like my pee.
All right,
sir, you're under arrest now, too. What? What did I do?
That was a bunch of my piss, too, Larry. My piss was in that bucket, too, Larry.
I think I jerked off in that yesterday. Enjoy it.
There's diarrhea in that bucket.
Jacking it, spanking it, smack.
It's the name of this episode, A Bucket of Casey's Diarrhea. Okay, Treasure Island, Florida.
We're going to get more downloads than ever. Bunch of creeps.
A Lakeland man was arrested Friday after committing an obscene act in a Treasure Island clothing store. Carl, are you familiar with the Treasure Island brand of stores?
I am not. I have never heard of such a place.
You've never gone down and played the Florida clubs.
No.
That shit's everywhere. Basically just like a tourist trap shop that sells flip-flops, beach towels, and all
that
stuff.
Oh, I thought it was like a department store or something because they talked about rooms.
They have a fitting room.
Okay, so yeah. It's not a nice place.
Trying these... terry cloth bathing suits.
Okay.
Fucking losers. So either way.
You really paint a picture there.
They're actually wonderful. They're our new sponsor, Treasure Island.
Yeah, right.
Treasure Island clothing stores.
When you're on vacation from Syracuse, make sure to stop by at Treasure Island and get some flip-flops.
You'll have a brand new summer wardrobe.
Yes, for the 2 months of the year that is summer in Syracuse.
Well, if you want to call it that. The Treasure Island police said that Gary Peter Bush, 69 years old of Lakeland,
69.
Ah, the story's funny already.
How old is he, Vinny?
69.
I feel like Husey right now.
You just not fart that microphone.
Yeah, I promise I won't do that.
Thank you. We're classier than that, Husey.
Yeah.
I like Husey. He's good, dude.
69, you said?
Okay. So they say this guy, Gary Peter Bush,
yeah.
GP Bush.
Wait. His name is Peter Bush? What has he got, like, both sex organs or something?
He's got a big old bush in front of his Peter.
He's got a Peter and a bush. Was he like a hermaphrodite or something?
He exposed himself near the fitting rooms.
Well, then I guess someone knows the answer to that question.
Of the store on Gulf Boulevard Friday morning. The store's manager saw Bush undress and expose himself before he took a shit on the floor.
Okay, so that's interesting because they really focus on the exposing himself. When you shit on the floor, you have to pull your pants off first. That's kind of how that works. Doesn't that seem like the worst part of this is that he shit on the floor, not that everyone saw his pecker?
I mean, what did you think? He wanted to shit on the new pants? The new,
right.
The lovely new bathing suit?
I have to tell you, man, I'm looking forward to reaching that age where I give zero fucks because I'm not proud to admit this, but I think I'd be too embarrassed and self-conscious to take a shit in a Treasure Island store.
Going on the wheel.
You know what I mean? I'd be like embarrassed about it. Like, oh, everyone's watching me shit.
I will say this.
I closed the door at home, and I don't have a lot of people who live in my house with me.
Mr. Bush, it is possible to take a shit without exposing your penis. You just have to get down really low and just kind of pull down the back of your pants a little bit. But you can keep your dick covered.
Why do you know this, Minnie?
You'll find out when you get home and put your head on the pillow.
How come you know this?
I didn't want to upset Jenny as I was shitting on your pillow earlier. So then what he decided to do was to wipe himself. He took a shirt off the rack, probably a $4 special,
yeah,
just to wipe his ass with something. Hopefully it wasn't one of the ones with seashells glued to it.
That'd be a problem.
Fucking wiped his ass with it, threw it on the fucking floor, and left.
And then Trucker Andy bought that shirt and wore it for an entire day.
He looked good. Now, Bush was later detained by police and told officers that he went to the store to get clothes. But the reason he got caught, Carl?
Yeah, why is that?
Because he went back there.
Oh, why?
He saw some good deals.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He saw a couple more things he wanted to get.
Where was that bathroom I was in earlier? They had some pretty nice clothing in there. I
like
find
the
that.
Shell features. The manager identified the man as the suspect after he was in custody. And according to the affidavit, Bush faces charges of exposure of sexual organs and criminal mischief.
Are they putting baby laxative in meth now, too? Why are old guys in Florida shitting up stores?
It's just better than it used to be, man. It's stronger.
Jesus.
Oh, man, that meth didn't agree with my belly.
That's a bad batch of meth. Oh, boy.
Oh,
cramping up.
That's worse than a Calabasas crapper. Columbus, Ohio, Carl.
Yeah.
26-year-old former resident of Miami Beach's Mount Sinai Medical Center was arrested for attempted sex trafficking after the FBI conducted a months-long investigation.
Even when it's not Florida, it's still Florida. It's three in a row. I love it.
Nearly a year ago, a woman whose name was not disclosed met Alan Lee through a dating website in Columbus.
Okay.
The two reportedly met up one night, and she told him that she was trafficked at a young age.
Oh, that's awful.
Absolutely.
It's not something that I would talk about on a first date.
This guy was very interested in that because he contacted her several months after this date via Snapchat. And during the conversation, Lee allegedly messaged the woman telling her that he had a friend who wanted to meet young girls and was willing to pay. Come on, you got to still know somebody.
This is the craziest part about this story is that this woman was the victim of human trafficking. And so this guy's thought was, oh, I bet she could hook me up with some human trafficked sex workers. It's like if I got carjacked and I was telling you the story and you're like, oh, shit, can you steal a car from me? I'm like, no, Vinny, I got carjacked.
Yeah,
you're not understanding this at all.
But I really need another car.
No, I know, I get that. I understand you want to fuck 8-year-old girls. What I'm telling you is that my car was stolen. What is,
No, my car was stolen.
I'm the one out of car.
That's the name of Victim. This episode.
Victim. Jesus Christ. What an idiot. I was sex trafficked as a child. Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. Are there other girls that you know from this? Or?
Well, let me tell you why this guy is a complete lunatic.
Yeah.
He tells the woman that his friend is going to contact her.
Yeah, I know.
So then he creates
his tracks, isn't he?
Yeah. Then he comes up with a guy named Michael Chen.
Yeah.
He creates a whole new account and contacts this woman saying that, hey, I'd ideally like to meet girls, you know, between ages 8 and 15.
Oh, I know this goes without saying, but what the fuck? 8 and 15?
So.
It's a weird range.
This woman was very upset by this, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And she didn't call the police. She did something a little bit better. I give this woman a lot of credit for this ballsy move. She called Mount Sinai Hospital where Lee worked.
Yeah.
And told them what he said on social media. She sent the conversation history.
So she's trying to get him fired.
Absolutely.
I don't know why you're giving her credit for that.
Because he's
like
a fucking pedophile.
I don't like tattletales trying to get people fired. Isn't it funny, though? This guy's a doctor. He's probably pretty intelligent. He has a education. And yet these criminals who have no education are so much better at crime than this asshole is. He's the worst at it.
Yeah, your fucking creep was better at fucking covering his tracks.
Correct. It took years for them to figure it out.
So, Carl, during the investigation, an FBI online covert employee took over the woman's Snapchat account.
Right.
Okay. So Lee allegedly asked about what girls were available. The undercover FBI agent said got a 9, 12, and 15, depending on what kind of service you want. He responded, oh, a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old? Is full-service bareback available?
Is that the terminology that you would use for this? Full-service bareback? I mean, I get it.
When it's with a kid, it's called giving them the old non-rubber ducky.
Yeah, I'd like to have one bath minus the rubber ducky, please. Jesus Christ.
I hope that isn't code somewhere. I really hope we didn't just accidentally stumble upon that. So he added, okay, you know what? Let's do the 12. Let's take the 12-year-old.
So he's like the Goldilocks. He's like, that one's just right. I like the one in the middle. 15, getting up there in age, might have some gray hairs. 9, not experienced enough. Stop me.
I'm willing
Please
to pay
me.
Top dollar. I'm just let you go.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm paying top dollar. He agreed to pay $500 for 1 hour with the 12-year-old.
Dude, why become a doctor? All that schooling, all that work, if you can't enjoy the wealth.
So Dr. Steve says, when the agent asked to be compensated through Cash App, Lee reportedly offered to pay in cash or Bitcoin because he didn't want to provide his social security number to use the Cash App payment service.
Wow. What a mastermind. He's got it all figured out. There's screen captures of him saying, I want to fuck a 12-year-old. I'll give you $500. He's like, but I can't put my social security number into this app. I could get in trouble for that.
You know what else is really good to do when you're trying to cover your tracks and
What's
be really
that?
Sneaky? Is a really good thing to do is admit that you had an underage sex slave girl in the past. Tell the agent that she was 13 and they had a live-in arrangement. Lee also allegedly inquired about buying the 12-year-old child to live with him permanently as a sex slave for $20,000.
Is that the cost of a underage sex slave these days? Biden's fucking economy, man. This inflation. He really needs to answer for this.
$20,000.
$20,000. That's
you're never going to be able to flip that preteen.
Right. And you also, right. The value goes down the day you bring her home. You've already wiped down 50% of the value. And you still got to feed the kid. The kid wants new clothes every year. There's a lot of other expenses.
Yeah, you know how fucking quick buying lingerie constantly for a kid adds up?
You gotta take her to Victoria's Secret.
We're going to Build-A-Bear. Carl, I stole a joke. That's Brian Paul's joke. Sorry.
It's fine.
Love you, Brian. I know he listens. The undercover agent arranged a meeting with Lee and agreed to meet on April 12th at a hotel with the 12-year-old. Lee reportedly canceled the meeting after becoming nervous, and the two fell out of contact between April 16th to April 28th. Arrangements were allegedly made a couple times, but the meetings always fell through. Now, the agents have been conducting in-person surveillance on Lee, and he was arrested on May 12th. He's now being held in a federal detention center in Miami, and he is no longer employed by the medical center.
I would
imagine. So job well done, lady.
Yeah, I would imagine they probably frown upon that type of behavior.
All right. So, Carl.
Yes.
Last story before we got to spin this fucking wheel.
Take your time. Talk slowly.
A 45-year-old old man is facing charges in what prosecutors say is a groundbreaking case involving murder in the course of sex trafficking. Somery Moses is charged with 9 counts of sex trafficking and 1 count of murder in the course of sex trafficking. According to the indictment, 8 of the suspected sex trafficking victims are identified as Jane Doe's, whereas the woman who's killed's name is Leandra Foster. Now, Samari's got some interesting names. He goes by Samari Barfield, Sugar Bear, Bear, and Daddy.
Yeah. What original pimp names those are? Sugar Bear, Daddy? He's not creative. I guess my point is he's not a very creative fella.
Oh, he had his ways, though. He was not without his charms.
He knows his business.
He started forcing women and juveniles into prostitution in 2003.
Yep.
He allegedly manipulated them psychologically and physically by using false promises of love and marriage to initiate sexual relationships with them.
That's the pimp playbook right there.
Before demanding that they work as prostitutes and turn over the money that they earned to him.
Right. But Daddy...
I love you, baby. Just go suck this guy's dicks over that 450.
Yeah, yeah.
Moses allegedly used brutal beatings, rape, torture, and threats to coerce his victims to work in prostitution in Brooklyn and Queens. He forced the sex workers to get his names tattooed on their bodies, and according to the statement, Moses allegedly used a taser on one of his victims.
All right, so pimps are egomaniacs. I think we can agree on that. This guy, imagine committing unthinkable crimes and then needing your name tattooed on the crime scene.
It's the guys who are like, right, Carl was here on the fucking scene of the crime. Really dumb, buddy. So one time he allegedly cut a woman's arm and back with a razor, then poured lemon juice into the wounds.
What a monster this guy is. And it's funny, too, because if you think about...
And Joe getting the shitty tattoo.
You think about, like, Snoop Dogg or something, it's like... Everyone thinks like pimping is so cool and shit. Like, this guy's a monster.
Snoop Dogg, it would have been orange juice
and gin.
That sting. The U.S. Attorney's Office argues he intimidated other women by beating them, and on one occasion put a shotgun in a woman's mouth and threatened to kill her and her child.
I mean, that's terrible.
Now, on January 13th, 2017, Moses allegedly killed Foster by beating her to death and then dismembering her body in their Brooklyn apartment. He allegedly disposed of her torso and limbs at a Bronx sanitation site, but then put her hands, feet, and head in his freezer.
So I've watched...
All the parts you can identify her with, yeah. I'm going to keep them right here in the fridge.
I've watched enough Sopranos to know that killing the person is the fun part, but then what? There's lots of sawing involved, digging involved. You have to make decisions about what food you don't mind expiring and going bad because you have to pull it out of the freezer.
I like to call this the podcast hitman fallacy.
Yes, correct. Yeah, it seems like a great idea. Oh, she's gonna stop talking? This is amazing. And next 8 months later, there's bugs everywhere. It stinks.
You're looking at fucking organs while you're trying to do your DDP yoga.
Could you imagine though, Vinny? This is the part I think you'd have the biggest problem with. You got this fucking head of this hooker you just murdered.
Yeah.
And you gotta put it in the freezer and you're like, oh, but if I pull this pizza out, but what about this? I got this beef in here. What am I pulling out?
The answer is it's pizza time, baby.
You're just eating it all right then.
Yeah, like, well, you're just chopping up, eating a slice of pep. This man is a registered sex offender in New York State, so he faces up to life in prison and the death penalty if convicted.
I would hope so. He seems like a psychopath.
I feel like he probably heard that one.
Yeah, I think we can probably put that one to death.
I'm going
to
go by Sugar Bear came by an honest. I think he deserves it.
Yeah.
All right. Carl, we got to spin this fucking wheel now.
God damn it.
Do you want to spin it or do you want me to spin it?
You're already over there. You spin it.
All right, folks.
I really do want to add, though, the reenactment of us acting out one of these scum parade stories. I think that'd be funny.
Do you want me to change something?
Yeah, yeah. Let's add that to one of the ones where it's like past the spin.
All right. Ah, fuck.
Vinny, you know what? If you were just to turn around right now, you would be a human green screen. You could be Stuttering John's green screen. You're like twice the size of it.
My dry erase markers are in there, so I'm just going to say this one that has nothing
on it. Sounds good. The yellow one. All right, here we go.
I want to make sure that we could see. Might not be able to read it well. Here we go.
Spinning the dual wheel of consequences. Around and around it goes. Will we be holding hands or touching toes? We will find out.
I hope we're throwing bows.
Yeah, let's see. What is that?
Bike ride built for two.
The tandem bike. Wow. This was a concept that came up when we were in the Airbnb in Nashville.
Fucking exercise. That, I don't do this.
That I was very concerned about because I thought if you were on the back, I might end up elevated higher than I want to be.
Wow.
We'll see how this works
out. What would you rather have me in the back not pedaling or in the front not pedaling?
Can we get one of those like super obnoxious pedal tour things that go
just
around
me
the
and
city?
You?
Just the two of us.
I think that's it.
With signs.
Let's just rent that fucking thing.
That's a funny idea. It's a tandem bike, kind of, right?
And there's booze.
By the way, they make those people pedal the whole time. Those things all have motors in them. You notice that?
Yeah.
Because they drive them around when the people aren't on them. It's like, why are you making everyone fucking pedal?
Hey, cocksucker, I'm not paying to pedal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Gasolina. Turn it on, motherfucker.
I was just listening to The Dick Show. And you know that band Coldplay?
Yes.
They're doing this thing where they're making their fans actually power their live shows. You have to stand there and pedal during the show. And that's what creates the electricity for the lights, the sound, everything. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Vinny, that's the correct reaction. You're like, even if I like Coldplay's music, I'm not fucking going to exercise at their concert for 2 hours just to listen to it.
How the fuck do you even tour that from town to fucking town?
Is that sane?
That is not sane. That is completely bonkers.
That's crazy. And I have to say the Coldplay fans are dumber than I thought they were. Holy shit. Because they're morons.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was this week's edition of The Creep Off. Thank you for tuning in. That was episode 115. You are the greatest. If you want to leave us a voicemail, the number is 585-371-8108. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CreepOffPod or email us at thecreepoffpod@gmail.com. And folks, tell a friend. Check out the Patreon. The Vinteenth Pedophile Hunter Theater Show is coming up.
Yeah, we got some really good bonus shows coming up in June.
And I got one that's we're working on. It's not official yet, but it's going to be very fun if it happens. And we want to do another Hall of Fame episode. Sorry, I got COVID brain for a second.
Yeah.
First suggestion, I really liked Uday Hussein. That guy was a problem.
That's a good one.
That is a
There's
very good one.
There's some fun stories with that.
He belongs up there with Lenny Dykstra, who, by the way.
With Lenny Dykstra.
Who, by the way.
He might be a little bit worse than Lenny Dykstra.
I don't know about that. He just tweeted this week. We had to retweet it from the Creepoff page that he has been 4 years free of legal trouble.
I saw that. Like, yeah, wow.
Happy anniversary, Nails.
Congratulations on that, buddy.
Fucking congrats.
No felonies for 4 years? How'd you do it? Really impressive.
I was locked in a room. I couldn't figure it out how to get out of it for 4 years. That fucking guy. Carl, I'm done. This has been great. Folks, it's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gia.
Alcohol is bad. You shouldn't drink alcohol.
That ain't funny.
Oh, bitch.
Prescription jugs.
Whoa, you got butt slapped!
It's the Creep Off.
Oh no!
This is going great.
They got real classy tunes. They sound like real cool guys, even though they call their show The Creep Show.
This episode could be hard to listen to.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Ciao, Bella.
May your enemies be cursed in your podcast adventures.